She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker. How are you today? Heather Baker, are you there?
There we go. I just got beat in. Good morning, guys. Yeah. Great to be on.
Hey, are you, Heather had a big night last night. She is the queen of promotion, always doing events. Last night was your Men of Distinction evening, and I don't know how many guys that you honored there for all their work in the communities. Was it a good night for you?
It was amazing. We honored 40 men. It was at the sanctuary. It was catered by Pasta Grill. It was spectacular. It was a packed house. You know what I love, David? It was one of the biggest events we've ever had for men, and I love when men show up and celebrate. You should see the friends and family and the support. Because we have a female event, and they pack the house. They'll load up a bus and bring somebody. And that's how it was last night. I mean, we had Jermaine Taylor there, just supporting his trainer and boxing guru, Ozell, Grant Garrett. I mean, there were so many incredible Razorbacks, people that lead the community and do incredible things. I'm so proud of everybody that showed up.
What is Jermaine Taylor doing, by the way? We had a listener, I can't remember who it was, that sent us a picture of him last night. Yeah, what's JT up to?
He looked fabulous, guys. He's in full recovery. He is working with Ozell. They have kids programs there at Ozell's gym, and I think they're working on just keeping him on track and doing great things. But it's the best I've ever seen him look in a long time.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, we're here out at the Maumelle Country Club for the Moses Moody Charitable Golf Tournament. They've got a lot of events going on, Heather, this afternoon and tonight with Steph Curry and tomorrow night.
Right.
Besides those things, what else do people need to know about what's happening in the state?
Well, David, I do have a question. I've already gotten three messages in like the last 10 minutes. Are there tickets still available for the State House Convention Center event tonight from 7 to 9?
That's a great question. We'll find that answer out shortly. I don't know for sure, but that's a good question.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we've got the Atlas Great Festival. This is like the famous Arkansas Championship of the Great Stomp. If you haven't ever done it, it's just so much fun. But, you know, this is going to be at Atlas City Park. It's been going on all weekend. They're going to be the rich winemaking heritage featuring live music, arts, culture, and winemaking. Cave City. Everybody loves the Cave City watermelon. They are sweet and amazing, and it is their festival weekend going on. So it's the world's sweetest watermelons. So you can get out there and you can have a fishing derby, food trucks. You can go on a run. They have pancake breakfast, contests, eating contests, auctions, carnival rides, so much more. So you can check that out for a fun whole weekend. We've got Christmas in July. It's half of the year is gone, guys. But Christmas in July at the Arkansas Travelers this weekend. When gates open up, I think there's going to be an appearance by Santa Claus. Who knew? But go have your picture made with Santa. I bet that guy's going to be so hot in that suit of his. But you can check that out. Bring that home for Christmas. We have a true murder crime mystery dinner show. And I love mystery murder. So this is so fun. This is the Dinner Detective True Crime Dinner Show. This will be at 600 Interstate 30 from 5 to 8 on Saturday. There are tickets available for this. This will be a fun date night experience. This will be fun to go out with your friend. Just go hang out. But they have a murder mystery going on right there. They involve the crowd. So much fun going on there. Of course, you've got your night with Moses Moody. You're going to check on the tickets for that. We have the Russellville Card Show. This is at Russellville First Assembly Activities Complex. And I actually had some people call and tell me about how many collector's cards they'll be there. They'll be trading cards from vintage sports cards. We were talking about a Daryl Strawberry card. Did you collect any baseball cards, David?
You know, funny, it was a big deal back when all of us, for me, Bill, and Raj, and I had a few football and baseball. I wasn't an avid collector, but it was just, you know, we would walk into the gas stations, and that was back when that was a regular thing to get your trading cards.
Yeah, I don't remember when we were doing it. I don't remember them being individual things. They were in a pack of gum.
Yeah.
You had to buy the pack. Yeah, you could. I think nowadays, of course, we have Roland Pennington.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
I mean, golly. he makes a living on some of that stuff, yeah. And brought us quite a few that he was kind enough to let us have, and I have. What's better than one Roger Staubach playing card, Bill? Six of them. And I appreciate that, but great memories.
Yeah, I have a Dr. J.
You got a Dr. J?
Wow, very nice. Very nice. What else you got, Heather?
Wow. Well, so we have cars and Camaros. That's at the Barn House in Little Rock. So this is one. It's going to be volume one car show. We know, like those judging spectacular events for that. Then the International Council of Corvettes is coming in. So this is the National Corvette Club, and they're coming into North Little Rock. I love all the events North Little Rock's bringing in. They're going to have their convention car show on Saturday. It's from 9 to 3 at the ATG USA parking lot in North Little Rock. Rain or shine, come check it out. It'll be so much fun. And again, David, as always, we'll have all of the music lineup on AYMIA.com, and I think there's about 100 events to check out around the entire state. So get in your car, drive somewhere, have fun, and check out AYMAG for the entire list of events.
One other thing before we let you go, we talk about the greatest players to play here in the state of Arkansas, Bill. Heather ran into a really good-looking, in great shape, Corliss Williamson.
I saw the picture.
Corliss looks like he can still play. Yeah. He looks the lean, mean, and Heather's about 6'5", about 6'5". Yeah. And so everybody's going, I thought Corliss was a lot taller.
Yeah.
Didn't know it's because Heather is so tall.
How about that?
I got to see Scottie Pippen the other day, and somebody said the same thing. They're like, I thought he was so much taller. And I'm like, guys, I had heels on, so I'm like, I'm probably 6'4" right now. But they said the same thing with Corliss.
Yes, yeah, well, he looks good. Well, Heather, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Heather.
Have fun, guys. Thank you.